You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, Exodus 4:24 through 26 states that the Lord tried to kill Moses. What does it mean? Why would the Lord want to kill him? Well, I must admit, this is indeed a difficult one, but one that gives us an opportunity to talk about the whole nature of inspiration. When we look at Exodus chapter 4, verse 24 specifically, it cannot be denied that the Bible does say that the Lord met Moses and did seek to kill him. Now, this could be understood in one of two ways. Firstly, we could accept the text as it reads and just move on. It says that God wanted to kill Moses, and God is God and can do whatever he wants to do, even if it does not fit our image of him. However, there is another way that we can look at the text, and of course this one smacks at the heart of the whole notion of inspiration. Now, when we look at the Bible's claim to inspiration, we see that it does not mean that God dictated every word of Scripture. For instance, if we were just to take a look at the four Gospels, we will see that each Gospel writer lent his own style and personality to the Gospel story. And indeed, as we look at the Bible in its entirety, we'll see that people's cultural beliefs often come out in very remarkable ways, and even if they do go against spiritual reality. This is especially true if you think about the book of Job, a very powerful book where Job, his wife, and his friends all thought that his tribulation was coming from God. They were basically reflecting the common beliefs of the day. Now, here in Exodus chapter 4, verses 24 through 26, it appears that Moses had a paranormal experience which was very similar to the one that Jacob had in Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32. And similar to Job, he interpreted it as a divine murder attempt. Now, as the apparent author of Exodus, Moses' interpretation of the event would have been recorded to reflect his own belief system. And so when we see this whole statement about the Lord wanting to kill him, we see that's probably something that Moses really believed, whether or not it conformed to divine reality. Now, in closing, let me remind you that when we look at the content of Scripture, we have to understand that it can either be descriptive or prescriptive. Now, those prescriptive portions of Scripture contain theological truths that God desires for us to apply to our daily lives. Now, on the other hand, those sections of the Bible which are deemed descriptive merely describe what took place as the author utilizes his or her own words and his or her own thoughts to get the story across. And this is probably the case that we find here in Exodus chapter 4, verse 24. In all likelihood, no, God was not trying to murder Moses, but when Moses interpreted it from his own understanding of what was happening, he interpreted it as a divine murder attempt. I hope this helps, and if you've got any more questions, feel free to send them in. God bless now.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.